Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. This morning, the morning before Thanksgiving, many of you may already be busy with plans and preparation for the big day. For most of us, it is likely a different Thanksgiving. Fewer people, less food, more FaceTime and Zoom. This year was to be my year for the celebration, which traditionally means 30 plus family and friends. But this year everyone is pretty much staying put with their immediate family. I find myself excited, though, about the holiday, even though not all of us will be together. I am so thankful for family. George, the children, their spouses, whom I claim as mine in my heart, and grandchildren. And then my mind immediately expands to my siblings, my brother and sister, nieces and nephews and grandnieces, and the newest grandnephew. But there is more. All my TNC family, how precious are each of you. Neighbors and friends, old and new, the gift of health for me and family. The prayers of so many. Apollo, of course. Apollo snoring at my feet this very moment. You know, when you get started, you can go on and on. Not just humans, but animals and trees and flowers and vision and ability to move and do. Oh, the list is endless. And that brings me to Psalm 150. The last psalm in the book of Psalms. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise. Praise him. Praise God. Thanksgiving. Giving thanks. To whom do you give thanks? Have you thought about that? I would imagine that most of you would say first, God. Yes, as this beautiful psalm clearly states, thanks be to God, everything that has breath. From the bottom up, trees and plants, to all animals, to every human, we thank God for life. What or who else do you give thanks to, since all blessings come from God? How about family? How do you show thanks to family, to friends? This year, there will likely be few, if any, hugs and kisses. But a simple statement would work. Imagine, how would you feel if someone on Thanksgiving, either face-to-face or FaceTime or Zoom or phone call, said to you, I am thankful for your presence in my life. Think about it. How would you feel? Thankful for their words of thanksgiving, perhaps? Could words such as these heal previous hurt feelings or unkind words? I think it would swell your heart to know that you matter in their life. Giving to others is a way of giving thanks for the blessings in your life. It's a way of thanking God for your blessings. Perhaps you will be moved to do something more concrete. The Lord has a way of placing others in your life who are in need. From your bounty, a donation to Fulton Community Charities, or finding or hearing about the need of someone or family where you live, or a shared story from a friend about a person in need. There's so many who could use a bill paid or food. There are many who would be thankful for an encouraging word by text or phone. On the day before this one, set aside to show thanks, give thanks, share thanks, consider the possibilities. You may be surprised at all the opportunities that shower down for your willing heart. Please join me in prayer together. Dear Lord, as we prepare for a different kind of Thanksgiving celebration, help us to focus on the thanks for all the blessings you have provided. And we give thanks for your presence in our lives. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving to you all, and may your day be filled with much giving thanks.